Mix 94.5's Rush Hour Catch-Up for Kitchen Craftsman's Winter Sale.
133353, can we talk spaghetti hacks? Why spaghetti hacks? I'll tell you. And by the way, for your troubles, caller of the day prize is a belter this week. $150 to spend at Han Palace Chinese Restaurant. Experience authentic Chinese culture at the Perth Chung Hua Cultural Festival on now. See perthchunghuaculturalfestival.com. 133353, spaghetti hacks. This is the reason why. I stumbled upon this little gem earlier today on Perth Now. Domino's, glorious, glorious pizza at Domino's, has apparently teamed up with Watties. You know, tinned spaghetti, like that sort of stuff, to launch a bizarre new limited edition Hawaiian spaghetti pizza. Now, the thing that blew me away about this is they're coming out and going, look what we've done. This is amazing. We're pioneers, all that sort of stuff. And I'm sitting here going, are you? I mean, that's cool. I'm glad to see it. But, mate, it's been going on for 30 years, as long as pizza and pasta have been a thing in this world. I'm sure of it. And then I was grateful to see people's comments backing it up, saying, I have been doing this, and I remember this as a kid, and my mother made me this when I was a little kid, and all that sort of stuff. My childhood right here when my mum was too lazy to cook a proper meal. I even do it for my kids sometimes, too. You're talking about the office about this, but that's spaghetti, isn't it? Spaghetti is one of those things. It's one of those things. It's the ultimate next day get creative food. Spaghetti hacks, 133353. I remember my mum putting it into bread and whacking it into the Jaffalion. Yes, a Jaffalion, not this bulldust flat press grill thing that you find at your local cafe for its $27 chicken and avo focaccia with rocket. Not one of those, no. A genuine squeeze the sides and burn them until they become a crispy, crispy seal Jaffalion. One of those. That's where our leftover pasta would go, and it was absolutely glorious. I want to hear from you about your spaghetti hacks. Bring your childhood back for the afternoon. 133353.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Right now, though, 133353, we're talking spaghetti hacks. Domino's has released a pizza today. They're pretty excited about it. Spaghetti and pineapple on pizza. Great. There's a few comments there going, guys, this has been around for years. We've had this for decades, and I tend to agree. And I want to hear your spaghetti hacks, those second-day things that you do with it. Go on, Stewie.
The best thing for spaghetti, you know your little boys, your little Frankfurts?
Yeah.
Cut them up in little slices. Heat it, fry that up with a bit of onion, chuck your spaghetti in, campfire, spaghetti and meat.
Oh, Stewie, you are speaking my language, mate. Hold the line a sec. Wendy?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your spaghetti hack, Wendy?
Oh, I'm in my 50s. When we were had our kids in Coral Bay on holidays, a friend of mine and I, we were on a bit of sacrilege. Mothers had to cook on camping holiday. And we'd probably had one too many bottles of wine before dinner, and the kids came back from the beach and were starving, and we had some veal out.
Yeah.
And we thought, God, what the hell are we going to do? We're not cooking veggies. We're not making a salad. So my friend Jeanette cooked up this spaghetti. I cooked the veal and she poured it over the top, and the kids said, what's that? And we called it Jeanette's spaghetti. And to this day, they're in their late 20s and 30s, and every now and then they just want Jeanette's spaghetti.
Yeah, it's a belter. When you have it as a kid as well, I don't know what it is. I think it's because you grow up with it and then you don't have it for years and years and years. When it comes back, you miss that sort of stuff. I remember my parents making me this thing, pasta fagiola, right? So it's an Italian thing. And it was pasta with broad beans. And at the time, I was 10, and I hated this bloody dish, right? But now I'd kill for it a feed of pasta fagiola.
Well, you're talking about the Jaffalion.
Yes.
My parents, we still have, from the farm, we still have the old round, you know, the old round one that opens right up with the big long arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents still got one of those. And when we travelled around Australia and camped with mum and dad. Oh, my dad's 90 this year, actually, so it would have been, I don't know, 15 years ago, and we went travelling around, and dad pulled out, light a fire at night, and he pulls out this damn Jaffalion, and you're right, it's the best.
Absolutely. You can't beat it, because it burns the edges and seals them together, and everything gets stuck inside, and you just,
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Wendy, thanks for your call. I'm popping you in the running for caller of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Jason in North Perth, you're through to have a crack at $10,000, the big one with Mixed Stars. Well done.
Excellent.
Here's the deal, and it's a very good deal indeed. We're about to play the audio of five famous people, our new batch of Mixed Stars. You need to tell us who they are, all five in the correct order. And each time a star is identified for the first time in the correct spot, we'll throw you $1,000 for it. You get all five right in the right order, mate. You'll win the big one, $10,000. So there is a maximum $13,000 on offer right now because we already know our first mixed star, Samuel Johnson, and we got our fifth earlier today, the honey badger, Nick Cummins. Shall we take a listen?
Jordan, mate, yeah.
Here it comes.
Initializing mixed stars in 3, 2, 1.
Chronic.
Excited.
Intimate.
Kitchen.
Genuine.
All right, mate. For all the cash that's on offer right now, or maybe just a little bit, can you give me all five mixed stars in the correct order, 1 through 5, please?
Righto. Samuel Johnson.
Yep.
Kate Ritchie. Stephen Fry. Casey Chambers. And Honey Badger.
Let's pop them in and have a look.
Processing.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Good on you, mate. Thanks for having a bash, Jace.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one.
You too. All right. We'll go again tomorrow on The Big Breakfast from 6. Make sure you're listening then.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
You're on The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Everything Perth, including the election this weekend. And thank God. It means we get a blackout as of tomorrow on all political campaign ads across traditional media. I, for one, am pumped. No more Australia's not going to cop it, BS, like all of that sort of stuff. See you later. I'm sick of saying it. I'm so sick of saying it. I'll tell you one thing that has troubled me, though, and I'm not trying to sway your vote any particular way. This is more just a fact of what I've seen over the past few weeks of campaign trials, and that is that one big choke point has been political parties and their stance on climate change. And more often than not, it's been really bloody tough to get a straight answer out of any pollies about what they're actually going to do about it, you know? And the whole conversation back and forward, is it actually happening? Who's weighing in? What are their backgrounds? All that sort of stuff. In steps Bill Nye the Science Guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's a bloke who is famous, particularly in the US, for doing really kid-friendly experiments on all sorts of television programs and media. The Big Breakfast, Claire's, Matt and Kimber, they've had him on their show a couple of times to talk about it. Well, he appeared on John Oliver Tonight, one of their hilarious Tonight shows in the US overnight. And he's got a message on climate change. Take a listen.
Here, I've got an experiment for you. Safety glasses on. By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12. But you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, mother.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour Catch-Up for Kitchen Craftsman's winter sale.